السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونتوكل عليه. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، الملك الحق المبين، مالك الملك وملك الملوك، القادر القدير المقتدر، العزيز الحكيم، العلي العظيم، الفعال لما يريد، يقول للشيء كن فيكون. سبحانك سبحانك يا مالك الملك وملك الملوك، جبار السماوات والأرض ورحيمهما. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلوات الله وسلامه عليك يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى. وات الله سبحانه وتعالى تلبس. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى. Glory and praise to Allah. And he didn't say Allah only, Rabb, the ruler, the controller, the provider, the master. Allah. الذي خلق فسوى. The one who created and he perfected his creation. والذي قدر فهدى. If all mankind knows these two words, it's done. الذي قدر فهدى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he never allowed things to happen without the قدرة of Allah. And the Qudra of Allah, we have to know. The Qudra and Qadr and wisdom and knowledge of Allah above our understanding. By this way, before even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth, before he created everything, he said he did taqdeer. And taqdeer by Arabic meaning, he planned things, he set it up. nothing without wisdom, nothing just like that. This is why one of the Allah attribute, Hakim, is all wise, Samia, Basir, Khabir, Latif. People misunderstand the word Latif. Latif, it has a lot of meaning. One of it, Allah, He knows the ultimate knowledge and detail of the seen and unseen, the known and the unknown, the future and the past and the present. Everything for Allah, even the time, is nothing. Everything happening is already Allah known before even He created. What about us? We are a believer of Qadr. I said this Wednesday. If something happened and you don't have nothing to do with it, is Qadr. Once it's Qadr, you have three duties. One, number one, you have to thank Allah. You like it or you don't. Part of our faith. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Number two, you have to believe without no doubt is the best for all of us. And number three, you have to be patient and believe in what Allah promised. What Allah promised. You see, today, if you read Surah Al-Tawbah, you find the quality of the hypocrite. يَحْسَبُونَ كُلَّ صَيْحَةٍ عَلَيْهِ. They calculate every scream against them. Oh, they doing, oh, they doing, oh. Who's that? The hypocrite. But the believer is calm. Whatever happened, whatever anybody do, Allah is Samia, Allah is Basir, Allah is Khabir. If we go back to Mecca time has no war, none. The jihad in Mecca was jihad with tongue and money. The rich supporting the poor and needy, supporting those who are a slave. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhum, what they did? They spent all their money. What about Khadija radiallahu anha? She spent all her money between da'wah and supporting of da'wah. By this way, the early scholar and even the existing living scholar, the one they really understand Islam, we are in the beginning of Mecca. And if we are in the beginning of Mecca, we have a duty. What is the duty? To spread Islam. To spread da'wah to Allah. To support each other. To the rich supporting the poor. And even the non-Muslim who is minnow to us, you're spending in them too. To show generosity. To ta'lif al-qulub. To unite the heart toward you. Is part of our faith. Because today, as a Muslim, we forget something very important, Islam. We worry about ourselves, but we not worry about Islam. And this is a third calamity now. The calamity is, we do not think about Islam and the future of Islam. And we forget, I am a Muslim. All Allah care about me is what I am doing to Islam. What I'm doing to His deen. Today, I believe without no doubt, is a wake-up call for mankind. Wake-up call for mankind. But the ultimate criminal, I believe without no doubt, is us. Nobody criminal in earth more than us, a Muslim. Why? We have now, according to statistics, over 8 to 10 million Muslims in America. I do not believe it. I believe we are between 16 to 22 million in America. I've been all over and I saw. What we done in America? When we going to wake up? We going to wake up when Bosnia come to America? They have a movie called Siege. You have to know. You have to know for a fact. The sunnah of Allah never changed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never bring His deen in different way. Sunnah of Allah never changed. I say it Wednesday and I'm going to say it again today. The majority of groups or Muslim groups in today living, they are all criminal in front of Allah because they're jumping. They're jumping the sunnah of Allah and they forget sunnah of Allah is good, is a part of Sharia. It's almost like wudu and salah. Can I go make wudu in my sequence or the sequence of wudu part of the obligation of wudu? Can I make takbir and I make sujood and after that I make ruku'ah? I can. Yes, sujood is part of salah. Yes, ruku'ah is part of salah. But it has to be in the right sequence. It's not according to what I like. I'm telling you in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today the majority of the all creating groups in the ummah is criminal. Because each group taking Islam from one side and forgets the other rest of the side. Who give us the right to do that? Tell me, if I'm a Muslim, I believe in Islam, meaning I am belong to Allah. I'm a slave. Is Allah telling me to do with something like that? If you look, I said it Wednesday and I have to repeat it now. Islam came complete in 23 years. Islam has been completed completely 23 years. We like it or we don't. After 23 years, Islam started going down. According to the early scholars, he say, if you want to revive Islam in any time, any place, you have to go back to the 23 years. And during this 23 years, I have to check myself, where am I? And very simple, my brother. Are we are in Mecca or Medina? Nobody can dare, he tell me I'm in Medina. Nobody dare. Nobody dare on earth to tell me I'm in Medina because you never immigrate from Mecca to Medina. And the early scholars, they said it clearly. They said you will never go to Medina unless you make Mecca. You will never go to Medina until you implement Mecca. Nobody can judge me today on earth and tell me I'm in Medina. Nobody can challenge me today and tell me I'm in Medina. Because none of us ever went to the 13 years in Mecca. Nobody. All of us thank for nothing. And this was the result. With a tiny shake from Allah, not from America, not from anybody, a tiny shake from Allah, woman takes the hijab, takes the niqab, men take the beard off, take the kufi off, yankee on. Why? Where is the iman and yaqeen? We forgot in Mecca what happened? Do you know 2/3 of the Quran is Mecca? Please wake up, Allah iftah alaykum. Wake up. 2/3 of the Quran in Mecca. Do you know what the Quran in Mecca talk about it? Only one topic, iman and yaqeen. Only iman and yaqeen. Today I feel sick. An ummah has no iman and yaqeen. An ummah has no thiqh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An ummah running and waiting to be slaughtered. And have no iman and yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at all the surah in Quran. It starts with the name of a prophet and messenger. Anybody study Quran, he will know. All the surah start with prophet and messenger name. All of them came in 1 year. All of them has been revealed in 1 year. In the 9th year, in the year when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows Khadija, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows his uncle, when he has no means. I said it many times. They have no means. Everything is against them. And if you look, where is Yusuf alayhi salam? Yusuf alayhi salam is supposed to be dead. He never be supposed to be living. What about Musa alayhi salam? He should not be created. Because if you look at all the odds against him. Do you know what the Musa alayhi salam story is? The story of odds against the odd. The story of yaqeen. The story of who is running the show.
Because if you go step by step, Musa should not be living. He should not be there at all in the picture. If you study the story, you will be studying step by step amazing of the Qudra of Allah and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it. What about Isa alayhi salam? What about Hud? What about Yunus? Why Yunus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him in the belly of the whale? Why? Just because he make one only mistake. Not to stop da'wah, to change the root of da'wah. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did in the time of Yunus what never happened in the whole history of earth. He make a whole village become a Muslim without no prophet and messenger. No prophet and messenger. The one Yunus alayhi salam is supposed to go there, he did not go. When he heard the prophet and messenger supposed to come to them, he did not go. He came and cried to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of them a Muslim. And he put barakah in them to teach all of us until the day of judgment who running the show, who giving guidance, who al-fatah, who al-hadi. Today we're making da'wah and we think, I am did it, I said it, I'm doing. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. A lot of Muslims today do da'wah and they do shirk. They do shirk. They never go at night and said, oh Allah, I talk today, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, put barakah in what I'm saying, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, make fatah, Ya Allah, to what I'm saying, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept what I'm doing, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, put nur and light and guidance to what I'm doing, Ya Allah. Nobody do that. Just, I did it. He did it. They don't listen. They supposed to listen. Astaghfirullah. Who am I? I'm a slave. I'm a farmer, putting the seeds. Is a farmer put the seed and said, this tree will be sweet? No way. No farmer can dare to say that. You put the seed, but you never even know if the sun will rise or not. If the water will come or not. If the worm will eat it or not. You do not know. You have a job. Every group said, what are we going to do? We have to do something. No problem. You have to do something. Did Mecca? Tell me, which group can raise his hand and tell me I did Mecca? Nobody on earth. From the time Ottoman Empire went down until today, all the group claim, but never anyone went to Mecca. They jump. One group, one Sharia. One group, one Hukuma, government. One group, one Khilafa. You see, everybody want. What about Allah want? Where is the people who will follow Islam? Where is the people who is ready? Islam came gradually. All the rules and Sharia and all the hudud came in Medina. And not only in Medina, came in the end of Medina. Anybody challenge me and tell me no? Get up and tell me no. Even Barda, Hijab came in the 8th year of Medina. Some people might say 7, between 7 and 8. Meaning after 20 years of revelation. Today a lot of women have Barda, but they have no Barda in the heart. A lot of men have beard, but no Iman in the heart. This is the reality. This is why when Allah shake us, a tiny shake, everybody off. Imagine if Allah shake us one more shake, what are we going to do? We take our clothes off? We run? We deny Islam? Wallahi, Allah is so merciful. Allah is so merciful. Allah is so merciful. Because if we've been trial now, in next week or next 2 weeks, 80% of the Muslim will deny Islam. 80% of the Muslim deny Islam. I have a Jewish woman. She tell me, I used to walk in the street full of women and full of men. What happened to you? My mother tell me, whoever takes the hijab off, he has no belief anymore. It happened to us, but we hold tight our faith. It's our faith. Don't take it off. Show courage. A Jewish woman. Tell this to a Muslim woman. She encouraged her and tell her, remember your faith. Where we are from Allah. I do not know what I tell you. When I hear Muslim talk, America, 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 he, she, but where is Allah in the picture? Who's the one running the show? Who's the one he said to be will be? Where's all the sweet talk? Where's all the tafsir? Where's all the Quran? And we're closing our masajid and we're running. Who will show the people? Who will give da'wah to the people? Who will show them, here am I, I'm a Muslim. If you know me, my brother, if you know me long time ago, I always say, if we implementing one sunnah of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we burn all the media. If we implementing one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will burn all the media. Do you know what sunnah is that? And actually, it's a sunnah and wajib. It's part of our faith. The right of neighbors, haqqul jar. The right of neighbors. Anybody can dare and tell me I did my rights? 40 from every section? I'm guilty too. I'm not talking to you and mashallah, no. All of us is guilty. All of us is guilty. But what we're going to do? We keep guilty? Or we keep change? If I take care about my neighbors, you take care about your neighbors, everybody take care about his neighbors, according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is not the condition. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, anhuma, the son of Umar ibn Khattab, the one when Aisha radiallahu anhu, after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people come and ask her, Ya Aisha, who we follow to learn sunnah? And Abdullah ibn Umar was passing by. She said, go, follow this man. And Abdullah ibn Umar one time, he was slaughtering a sheep. And some Muslim helped him to clean the sheep. He said, when you finish, take the best part and give it to my Jewish neighbor. He said, Abdullah, what are you doing? You say that? He said, I saw the one is better than me and you doing better than that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He never slaughtered a sheep without giving his Jewish neighbor first. The best part. This Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you say otherwise, go. You do kufr with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is Rasulullah sallam, he doesn't know? Is he a Jewish? Is many story about that? What about the bully? What about the woman? She used to put all kind of dirt in the front of him and thorn. And when one day he didn't see it, he said, what happened? I don't see dirt. I didn't have three thorn today. He said, oh, she's sick. He said, let's go visit her. This Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we do not show the non-Muslim Islam the way it is, who will show them Islam? If you sit in a computer and keep typing and keep fighting and argue, is this sunnah? Wallahi, you are enemy of Islam. Wallahi, I swear by Allah, in the front of Allah, I will take every Muslim playing with computer and think he's doing da'wah, you're playing with Islam. You know why? Because it has no generosity. It has no mercy. It has no kindness. It has no sacrifice. And you think you're sitting and you're doing man wonder. I have a man, he tell me, you know, imagine this, a non-Muslim, he tell me, you guys like a dogs, like a hungry dogs. Every time I go to internet, I do not know what's going on. A lot of fight, a lot of argue. What do you want me to do? Is this what we're doing to Islam? Everybody take Islam from his own angle and keep fighting. And you think, mashallah. And you're forgetting, he's putting a seed. You're putting a seed of a flower, you're putting a seed of a fruit, or you're putting a seed of a thorn. In the early Islam, what Allah wants from us? To put a seed of mercy, to put a seed of generosity, to show them what Islam is. Because if me and you show them Islam, wallahi, we burn the media. Wallahi, we burn the media. And they cannot do it. Because you only can do it with us, with our negligence. My dear brother in Islam, I bear witness in the front of Allah. The time is short. And if we do not act now and wake up to the call of Allah, and we become a true Muslim before it's too late. This is the 15th time. This is the 15th time. One scholar told me long time ago, but tell me, don't tell anybody, I'm telling you now. We are in a 15th time. Al-marhala al-ghir baliya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's sifting us. Who going to stop? Who going to be a believer? Who going to be a pure hypocrite? Who going to be a disbeliever? In Mecca, it was no one hypocrite. And believe me, listen to me carefully. If I'm alive or you're alive, you will see. Bosnia has to come back. Albania has to come back. Because the sunnah of Allah is the same.
We think our money and this and that and our status will do. No way. If you think this way, you do not know the Sunnah of Allah. All of us has to be tested. If you do not know, go read Surah Al-Ankabut, the first two verses. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين أجمعين. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. My dear brother in Islam, whoever have time, if you want and you have time and you want sit after Jum'ah, I'm here. If you want sit another time to explain to you step by step, I'm here. Call me, call brother Taha, call everybody, we have a job to do. If everyone start, go to the neighbors. You have money, buy some Islamic books, some dawah books, nice books, spread the message of Allah. I believe without no doubt, I do not know the unseen. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. The unseen ilm al-ghayb in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom. But I know the sunnah of Allah. And the sunnah of Allah is one. If we work, if we do our job, Allah will give us victory. And if we deny the message of Allah, we would be disgraced. من كان يريد العزة فلله العزة جميعا. Whoever need dignity, Allah is the owner of all dignity. Don't ever forget that. If each one of us die in pieces, but we have Allah in our heart, we have dignity. And if you have a million of dollars, but you have no Allah in your heart, you are disgraced. Think about it. And we cannot play a game, because dignity is a status Allah will give it to you in your heart. You know how you know it? When you walk and you have zero fear. I will end up with a tiny story I love very much, with Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. In a time of fitna, he was walking, and Muslims start walking behind him and in front of him, and they keep moving. He said, what are you guys doing? They said, oh Ali, we try to save you, we try to guard you. He said, save me and guard me from what? Save me and guard me from my qadr, or save me and guard me from my adu, my enemy? They said, no, we try to save you from my enemy. He said, my enemy cannot do nothing without the qadr of Allah, without the destiny of Allah. And you cannot stop the destiny of Allah. Go away. Iman, yaqeen. Iman and yaqeen. And you remember, every one of us will receive according iman and yaqeen. Allahumma arzuqna haqq al-iman. Allahumma arzuqna haqq al-iman. Allahumma arzuqna haqq al-yaqeen. Allahumma arzuqna haqq al-tawakkul. Allahumma arzuq nufusana taqwaha. Allahumma zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha. Anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Allahumma kun ma'ana wa la takun alayna. Unsur bina wa la tansur alayna. Umkur lana wa la tamkur alayna. A'izzana wa la tadillana ya rabbil alameen. Allahumma a'izzana bil-islam. Wa a'izzal islam bina. اللهم افتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم استخدمنا لنصرة دينك على سنة حبيبك المصطفى، وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا، وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيه. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فيسره إلى كل خير، ومن أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين شرا فخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر، واجعل تدبيره في تدميره برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. يا جبار يا جبار يا جبار، يا قادر يا قدير يا مقتدر، يا عزيز يا عليم يا حكيم، يا عفو يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا فرد يا صمد، يا الله يا الله يا الله. صل على الحبيب المصطفى صلاة تقبل بها دعاءنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نسألك رحمتك ورضاك وعفوك وجودك وكرمك يا رب العالمين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.